For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. After the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians gained federal recognition 6 months ago, students from the University of Montana School of Journalism talked at length with tribal members about what that means to them. In this story, reporter Victor Ivaez talks with Eco Beck, who is in the process of disenrolling Blackfeet to join the recently recognized Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians. She often travels from her home in Missoula to visit her family in and near Browning, Montana, on the Blackfeet Reservation. Here she talks about that drive and the thoughts she has about tribal identity.
I recently went on a drive with Iku Beck. She is currently enrolled Blackfeet, but is also Métis, and plans on enrolling into the newly federally recognized Little Shell Tribe. We drove from Missoula to East Glacier, listening to the funky local radio stations along the way, like Browning's Thunder Radio. She enjoys visiting her grandma, aunt, and the towns her family has been a part of for generations.
I really like the drive between Missoula and up north for a number of different reasons. I've been on it so many times in my life that it feels very familiar. I like it because often I get to go alone by myself, thinking about things and looking out at land that a lot of stories that I grew up hearing are based on, and so many of my experiences happen throughout the land that, like, comes from Missoula to Augusta to Shoto to Browning to East Glacier and St. Mary's. You can just turn up music and move your body or do whatever the heck you want, and it feels very freeing. I love looking out at the prairies with the blue sky and just be out there and it's still, and the prairies are like an ocean but less scary because you get to like see out in every direction. You get really great sunsets and sunrises, and storms pass through really fast, and you can, you know, navigate via the stars, and they move like waves based on how windy it is and the grass moving. There's usually buttes and different hills along the way. And then there's always like a lot of little creatures that you can't see. And during the winter, it's white and barren and flat. And you can see the mountains in the distance. The mountains, I don't know, are very overwhelming to me because that's where the gods live. To me, it looks like a place where any kind of higher being like touches earth, like that's where they roam. I feel like that's what it looks like, and that's really overwhelming to me, but it's beautiful. And you just can't, like, what did I get to deserve this is what I think when I look at the mountains. Sometimes I just feel powerfully connected. It's hard to put that in words, connection that you have when you and something ancestral are colliding. I don't know how to describe it, but it feels really good. Like, I had this friend that used to say that deja vu, like when you felt deja vu, it meant that you were in the right place at the right time and the world was leading you in the right way. And that's how I feel when I have like a moment of ancestral, quote unquote, ancestral connection or whatever, where I feel like there's something in me that's connecting with someone who once lived here long ago. It's a very special moment.
You've been listening to Iku Beck, a future member of the Little Shell Tribe. I'm Victor Ivaez.
This story is part of a series about the Little Shell Tribe produced by the Native News Honors Project at the University of Montana School of Journalism. It's funded in part by the Greater Montana Foundation. Listen for more stories tied to Little Shell recognition this summer.